Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3608, and today's date is March 31st, 2025, and the title of the episode is Deep State Old Playbooks Are Failing, Elon Exposing Kickbacks, and Has Evidence of Election Fraud. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, you can see that they are in trouble right now, because Elon has come out with a clear message, the direction that Trump and Elon and the rest of the country is heading, where they're going to end the Fed. And once the Fed has ended, what do you think is going to happen next? I do believe that we'll be going back to the Constitution, going back to the gold standard. Yes, we will use Bitcoin. We will use gold. And I do believe we'll be using currency, which is completely and utterly outside of the central bank system. And this is a complete and utter disaster for the deep state, the central bankers, because once this happens, they lose complete and utter control over everything. Think about it. All this money that they've created, this money was used to create their entire system across the world. And once this comes to an end, their entire system implodes on itself. And once it implodes on itself, Trump of the Patriots and other leaders who are actually elected by the people of their country, we take back control of our economic system and we take back control of everything. And we could see that all they have is this small window of opportunity. And I'm talking about the deep state, the central bankers, to try to wreak havoc on what Trump and the Patriots are trying to do. Because remember, we're moving from one system to another. And when we move from one system to another, yes, there's going to be pain. It's not easy. It's not simple. I do believe Trump and the Patriots are trying to make it as simple as possible. I do believe that they're trying to make it as painless as possible. But again, you're moving from a system that is breaking down, a system that has caused inflation, a system that is in debt, to a sound money system. Even when you go back to 1971 and we move from a system that was on the gold standard to a system that was not on the gold standard, what did we see? We saw a recession. We saw a lot of people without jobs. We saw people that couldn't get fuel. We saw blackouts in the UK. And all of a sudden, the value of the currency declined. Now we're moving back to sound money. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have tried to put as many things in place to make sure that this detox period isn't painful the way it was back in the 70s. And I do believe that by doing what Trump and the Patriots are doing right now, I do believe they're going to make it as smooth as possible. It doesn't mean that there aren't going to be certain people that are going to feel the pain. And of course, what's going to happen? The fake news is going to play on this, and they're going to keep reporting on this over and over and over to convince you that inflation is up, to convince you that the economy is falling apart, to convince you that there are no jobs, to convince you that everything is completely falling apart because what Trump is doing. But what people are going to actually experience is the opposite. Remember, when Biden was in office, what did they do? They tried to convince you that there was no inflation. What you were feeling is just an illusion. You weren't really spending more money on gas. You weren't really spending more money on products. Now they're going to try to do the opposite, but it's not going to work just like everything else. And what's going to happen as Trump continually lowers the fuel prices, people are going to say, you know something? I don't feel that bad. I don't feel like the whole world is falling apart around me. And very, very soon, and I don't think it's going to take that much time, people are going to start to see improvements. And it's going to get better and better and better and better. But in the very, very beginning, this is what they're going to try to do. But you can see the deep state, the central bankers, I do believe they're preparing for the market to come down. And this is why we see institutional investors. This is why they're cashing out of tech right now. The Copici letter on X put this out and said, hedge funds' gross exposure to tech as a percentage of total U.S. exposure has declined approximately 2 percentage points over the last 2 months to 16.5%, the lowest in 2020. This is even below the levels recorded during the 2022 bear market, according to Goldman Sachs. Meanwhile, hedge funds' net selling of U.S. tech stocks has hit the second highest level in 5 years. Selling was particularly focused on semiconductor, software, and tech hardware subsectors. Hedge funds are reducing exposure to tech. Do they know that something's coming? Are they dumping all this because they know something's going to happen to the market? Of course they do. But you have to remember, Trump and the Patriots, I do believe they kind of bake this into the market by continually announcing the tariffs, continually saying that we're going to be placing reciprocal tariffs on other countries, putting it out there way ahead of time. So this way, the market could adjust. Now, is it perfect? Absolutely not. Are we going to see a little bit of a downturn? Of course we are. But once again, you have to remember, the deep state players, they know once this entire agenda is completed, they are screwed. And you have to remember, Trump has never wavered from what he's been talking about, even going back 40 years. Kaneko the Great put this out and said, a 40-year compilation of Donald Trump speaking out against NAFTA and the World Trade Organization and other trade deals that have exploited American consumers and devastated U.S. manufacturing. When you put a tax on Japan for the products that they're selling, you will bring in hundreds of billions of dollars to this country, which can go to rebuilding our inner cities instead of giving Japan free military defense. You charge them for what they're getting, and you bring in hundreds of billions of dollars. If the right person asked, they would gladly pay because they have to pay. The fact is that you don't have free trade. We think of it as free trade, but right now you don't have free trade. We let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here. They sell their cars, the VCRs. They knock the hell out of our companies. And hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you but they're beating the hell out of this country. It's tough to build housing for the people when you're losing $200 billion a year. What I'm saying is the United States is systematically being ripped off by many of the wealthiest countries of the world. You look at Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and various other oil-producing countries, you see their lifestyles is beyond belief because we give them the freedom and they give us nothing. I'm saying I want the money so that we can put it into Harlem, so that we can give the money back to education, because that's the big picture. And he's absolutely right. And NAFTA and all the other trade deals and China, they've been ripping us out off for a very, very long time. And when you look at the trade between the United States and other countries, you could see the barriers. Kaneko the Great once again said, in 2023, the United States had lower trade barriers than any other G20 nation. It has also imposed lower tariff rates than the majority of its G20 counterparts. We don't have free trade, and America has been getting ripped off. And that is absolutely true. And once the tariffs hit, you have to remember, we're going to see, yes, a rise in prices, and we're going to see foreign cars, you're going to see prices go up a little bit. But again, if you purchased American, you're not going to see that whatsoever. And remember, this is the main goal of all this. It's to bring the companies back to this country. It's to get people to purchase American goods. It's to bring manufacturers back here so we can produce it in this country. And yes, will there be a small window here where people are going to say, well, I'm not going to buy the Porsche, or I'm not going to buy the Volkswagen, or I'm not going to buy, you know, the foreign car. I might as well buy an American car. And as we keep doing this, we're going to make incredible improvements in this country, because once again, that's going to give money to American manufacturers. It's going to revitalize the American manufacturers. And when companies see this, they're going to say, okay, we're losing sales like crazy. Maybe it'd be better off if we produce the Porsches, the Volkswagen, you know, BMWs, Honda, or whatever car there is. Why don't we produce it in America? So this way, we're not tariffed, which means there's going to be an incredible amount of jobs. But to do this, it takes a little bit of time. I don't think, I'm not saying it's going to take 9 years like it took the deep state players to move the manufacturers out of this country. I do believe we're going to see this happen in a very short period of time, because companies can't continually to lose billions of dollars. So they're going to have to make a decision. Remember, when the central bank did it, they had to force the companies out of this country. And the only way to do that was to implement more and more regulations to force them out of here. Trump, he can remove the regulations, remove a lot of the taxes, drop the energy very, very quickly, and bring these companies back here very, very quickly. And I do believe that's exactly what we're going to see. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, free enterprise. Winston Churchill says socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. The inherent virtue of socialism is the equal sharing of miseries. Ronald Reagan said, socialism only works in two places, heaven, where they don't need it, and hell, where they already have it. And he's absolutely right. But you can see what Trump is doing. He's bringing more and more investment into this country, because as we bring in more investment and companies set up shop, we're going to see jobs aplentiful. We're going to see goods manufactured in this country. And as energy continually drops, it's going to become cheaper and cheaper and cheaper for these companies to produce, deliver, and for the people to purchase. Now, think about this. As this occurs, Trump is bringing in money from the tariffs, where those countries across the globe have not moved back here. And he'll be using that money to offset the income taxes. So once he hits his goal and he removes the income tax from the people who are making $150,000 or less, he might even say, listen, we're going to start off with $70,000 and less because we hit that goal. And let's give those people a break. Let's remove the income tax. These people are going to put the money back into the economy, which means the economy is going to grow even faster. Maybe he'll wait for $150,000, but let's see how this plays out. But again, all this investment coming into this country is going to spur economic activity, which is going to really catapult it into something that we've never seen before. And it's going to grow very, very quickly. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. In 2 months, there has been more private investment spoken for and or committed to than in 4 years of sleepy Joe Biden administration, a fact that the fake news hates to talk about. Then he lists who's investing in this country. SoftBank, $500 billion. Apple, 500 billion. NVIDIA, hundreds of billions. TSMC, 100 billion. Johnson & Johnson, 55 billion. Lilly, 27 billion. DMAC, 20 billion. CMA CGM, 20 billion and 10,000 jobs. Merck, 8 billion. Clarios, 6 billion. Stellantis, 5 billion. GE Aerospace, 1 billion and 5,000 jobs. Honda, shifting production to America. Nissan, shifting production to America. Hyundai, shifting production to America. Prepac, moving production to America. Crazy Art, moving manufacturing to America. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And you could see that it's already begun where Trump now is moving everything back to this country. And when you look at the tariffs that other countries have on the United States, you could see how unfair they really are. McAvoy's put this out and said, Karen Levitt brings a chart and shuts down fake news media with tariff facts. Right now, Japan has a 700% tariff on rice, 50% tariff from EU on American dairy, 100% tariff from India on agricultural products. And you could see that these countries have been ripping off the United States for a very, very long time. And we're going to see a transformation of the United States slowly but surely. But I do believe it's going to accelerate as we move forward. He's setting up the foundation, preparing the entire country, and we're going to see it take off. Now, of course, the fake news, as we know, they're going to make it seem like it's doom and gloom. But you got to look past the noise and see what Trump's goal and what Elon's goal actually is. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. There will never have been a transformation of a country like the transformation that is happening for all to see in the United States of America. Companies are pouring into our country at levels never seen before, with jobs and money to follow. It is a beautiful thing to watch. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want the people to see this. Because again, talk is cheap. You can say a lot of things. And I think what Trump wants everyone to see is look what's going to happen to this economy. As we shift away from the private West Central Bank, as we transition into a people's economy, he wants to show the people, look what they have done over the many, many, many years. They have lied to you every single day. And when people see jobs coming back to the United States, when people see energy dropping like crazy, when people see inflation holding steady, while fuel prices come down, which means people are going to feel like there's no inflation. Yes, we have all the cumulative inflation, but at this point in time, as you put more and more money back into your pocket because fuel prices are much, much lower, delivery prices are much, much lower, packaging prices are much, much lower because fuel prices are much, much lower, you're going to feel like inflation is at zero or it's dropping. But again, he wants the people to actually see this. And once the tariffs really take effect, people then are going to see the difference in the economy, especially when he starts to remove the income tax. And people are going to go, holy crap, this really is the golden age. It's something that we've never seen before. I've never felt this way. And think about it. If you were getting back your $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000, whatever it is, plus fuel prices are dropping and you have all this extra money, what do you think people are going to feel? They're going to feel absolutely incredible. Their buying power is going to return to them. And then once we make that jump of getting rid of the Federal Reserve, where we're no longer borrowing the currency, because remember, as we move along in this process, Trump will not have to borrow the currency. I don't mean him personally. I mean the government, Congress, and the rest. They will not have to borrow the currency from the Fed because we're bringing in income from another source. So that's going to offset the borrowing. So if you're not borrowing with interest attached, what does that mean? That means the currency in this country will not devalue anymore. He will be able to stabilize. I'm not saying it's going back to zero, but you're going to see a very, very big difference. So the borrowing, that will start to drop while the tariff money actually increases. And as the borrowing continually drops and the tariff money continually increases, he'll be able to remove the taxes. And you're going to see that Congress will not be able to spend like they did before, which means if they stop spending the way they did before and putting the money back into circulation, that means the currency is no longer going to devalue. So we're going to be at a spot where everything is steady. And I do believe it's going to be steady for quite a while until he then goes after the Federal Reserve. And I do believe Elon has now told this country and the world the direction that we're heading in right now. And he was giving a speech at a rally, and people were asking him questions. And an individual asked him, "What is your opinion on the Federal Reserve?" And Elon answered, "End the Fed." And he always wanted to say that. So take a listen to what Elon said here.
Second of all, my question is, what is your opinion on the Federal Reserve, and do you have any intentions of doing anything with them?
End the Fed! Yeah. I don't know. I always wanted to say that, you know. But I mean, I think there's like 20,000 people that work at the Fed. Seems pretty high. It's like there's a lot of people that work at the Fed, and it seems like, why do we have so many people at this at the Fed, and what do they do? And, you know, sometimes I wonder which one would win. You know, the federal for interest rates, the board of the Federal Reserve or a magic eight ball? And I'm like, I think the magic eight ball might win, you know. So then I'm like, well, Magic 8-Ball is a lot cheaper. So, you know, it's like you shake it, it says, check back again later. I'm like, okay. Same thing.
Now that Elon has given us the direction, we then know what's next. Because if we're going to end the Fed, that means we're no longer going to borrow the currency. If we're no longer borrowing the currency, that means there's no interest on the currency. And if there's no interest on the currency, that means we don't need the IRS anymore. So when we end the Fed, we end the IRS. So once we get rid of these two things, what takes its place? I think we all know that. I think we're going to be going back to the Constitution. I think we're going to be going back to gold. I think we're going to use Bitcoin. I think we're going to be using both. So once this happens, and the people then are able to coin their own currency, doesn't matter if it's physical or electronic, what happens next? It means the buying power returns to the people. What happens to gold? What happens to silver? What happens to Bitcoin? They're no longer pegged to the fake fiat currency. And we're going to see something different. So those people that own Bitcoin, those people that own gold, those people that own silver, they're going to get a huge jump in their wealth. I mean, let's go back a little bit in time to when the government said, listen, hand in all your gold and we'll give you 20 pieces of paper for that ounce of gold. As soon as the government received the gold, what happened? The gold was revalued to $35. So those people received 20 pieces of paper. They just had a reduction in wealth. Those people that held on to their gold and hid it and buried it someplace, all of a sudden their wealth jumped. And back then, going from $20 to $35 is absolutely amazing. Now think about what the gold price is right now that we're holding in the United States. What is it, $42 an ounce? And when you look at the gold price right now, which is the manipulated price, which is $3,000, they're going to revalue the gold price. And I do believe we'll probably see it very, very close to where Bitcoin is. I'm not going to say it's $100,000, but even if it goes up to $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, we're going to see a very, very big difference, because you have to remember, the fiat currency has lost its value over time, and we're seeing about 3,000% inflation because it is cumulative, and the currency has dropped in value, but what, 98, 99%? So if the currency has dropped by 98, 99%, what do you think the actual gold price is? What do you think the actual silver price is? So we're going to see everything begin to change. And it looks like Elon has given us the direction in where they're headed. And I do believe that once everything is in place, once Trump has the foundation built, he's just going to accelerate his plan. Because once that's built, and you can think of a building, once the foundation's put in place, look how quickly they're able to erect a building. The same thing is going to be happening here. Once the foundation, once all these things are in place, he's going to be able to accelerate and do even more. And that's why it's going to go faster and faster and faster, especially when you start to transition away from the Federal Reserve, transition away from their entire system. Everything then explodes, and all of a sudden, people start to see the economy like they've never seen before. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that all of their playbooks, they are continually failing one after another. SignalGate is a complete and utter flop. The people aren't buying it. The CBS did a poll, and guess what? Nobody cares. I do believe SignalGate was a complete and utter setup to trap the deep state players, to build the narrative. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to expose everything the deep state has been doing. And that's what the storm is all about. I do believe at this point in time, Trump is setting everything up to bring out almost everything all at once. Can you imagine hitting the deep state players with the Epstein client list, with the kickbacks, with the election fraud, with the Russiagate, with the impeachment hoax with Ukraine? Can you imagine doing all of this at the same exact time? What is the deep state going to do? This sounds like a major, major storm to me. And I do believe Trump, he is now setting the narrative for all of this. And every day that passes, what do you see happening? You see more and more evidence being brought out into the open about waste and fraud. And people are on board right now. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of waste and fraud. I wonder where all this money's going. Well, I think Elon's going to tell him where the money's going to, where it's been going. Because he's getting prepared and ready to show everyone where all this money has been flowing to. Because it just doesn't disappear into the ether, it must go someplace. Because if there's fraud, if there's waste, do you really think it's going to these programs and these programs are receiving billions and billions and billions of dollars? Or do you think they're getting a small percentage of it and the rest of it is being used in other places and other people are getting it? So Elon has already said that he's going to be exposing the kickbacks and who has been who's been receiving this money. Plus, Elon came out with something else that's very, very interesting. He mentioned that he has evidence of election fraud. And this is coming from the Social Security numbers, which he's going to forward to DHS. And this is the beginning of the narrative where people are going to see that the deep state players, they cheated in the election. Remember, it's not just the Dominion machines. It's not just Smartmatic. It's not just the mail-in ballots. I do believe Trump is and Elon, they're going to show how their cheating system actually works. And you're going to see it come from the illegals, from the Social Security numbers. You're going to see the ballots. You're going to see it all, and it's all going to be connected. I wonder why maybe this is the reason that Trump has been talking about a third term, because once this evidence comes out and it's proven that they overthrew the United States government and this is how they did it and everyone can see it as clear as day, what happens next? This is going to be very, very interesting, but we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening on the border and what Tom Homan and many others are doing right now, because they are transporting all these gang members out of this country. Because remember, once all this information is brought out into the open and the deep state players are being bombarded with the storm, they won't have their gang members. They won't have their illegals. They won't have these individuals to riot on the streets. Yes, they'll still have some groups, but it won't be as big as they would want it. And this is why they're so angry and pissed off. Secretary Marco Rubio put this out and said the following: last night, in a successful counterterrorism operation with our allies in El Salvador, the United States military transferred a group of 17 violent criminals from the Tren de Aragua and MS-13 organization, including murderers and rapists. In order to keep the American people safe, POTUS designated the Tren de Aragua and MS-13 as foreign terrorist organizations. These criminals will no longer terrorize our communities and citizens. Once again, we extend our gratitude to the president of El Salvador and the government of El Salvador for their unparalleled partnership in making our country safe against transnational crime and terrorism. And think about it, the Democrats and the fake news, they're on the side of the criminals. They're on the side of the terrorists. They're protecting and fighting back against what Trump and the people want. And they're protecting these terrorists and criminals. I mean, really think about what they're doing right now. And the president of El Salvador, he showed a video of the military operation where the U.S. brought down these people. He had his military waiting for them, and they brought them into prison. And a lot of these individuals are murderers, high-profile offenders, including sex child rapists. And really think about it. Why do they want child rapists in this country? Because, again, this is what they like. Remember, just because they're wearing a suit, just because they're playing a role, doesn't mean they aren't criminals. See, criminals work with other criminals. So if you're a criminal, what are you going to do? You're going to bring in someone with no morals into this country to commit crimes, to push your agendas, to riot. So criminals work with criminals. But you can see the director of the FBI, Kash Patel, he has been rounding a lot of these individuals up. And think about it. Think about what he has done in this very, very short period of time. He arrested the top MS-13 leader in the United States, Henry Villatoro Santos. He arrested three fugitives on the FBI top 10 most wanted list. That's almost a third of the list nailed at a stroke. He had a successful raid and arrest of 22 members of the drug trafficking operation run by suspected violent drug cartel members in Lubbock, Texas. the arrests of Tesla vandals and terrorist attackers, disruption of major cryptocurrency scheme, reportedly laundering money to support Hamas. These are incredible wins in a very, very short period of time, which tells you that before this, what was the FBI actually doing? Oh, I think we know what they were doing. They were going after the parents of the school kids. They were stopping that. They were pushing false flags and planting false flags. They planned January 6th. So I think we know what they've been doing. They helped this individual make an attempted assassination on Trump. So the FBI was focused on many, many other things except, you know, arresting the actual criminals. So now we could see the difference, and it's very, very clear. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Pam Bondi and Cash Patel, they're looking through the Epstein client list. I think they have everything right now, and they are redacting the victims of the Epstein client list. And what's very interesting is that Virginia Roberts, she has posted that she is in kidney failure with 4 days to live after a car accident involving a school bus. So are they trying to remove her? Was this really an accident, or did something else happen here? But this is very, very interesting. We'll have to see how this plays out. But think about the timing of all this. All of a sudden, she was in this terrible accident, and we're going to see the Epstein client list come out. I guess they don't want her talking. They don't want her corroborating the list. Because think about it. The victims could come out, and she's public. She could say, yes, these are the things that happen, and these are the people. If she's passed away, this will be much more difficult, because not that it can't be done or the list isn't true, is that you won't have a person corroborating and saying, yes, this is all true. So did they try to remove her? Maybe, maybe not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see moving forward, the fake news is going to have a very, very difficult time, because Carolyn Leavitt, she's going to make some major changes to the White House press briefing, and they're going to leave the liberal media maybe out of the front row, or maybe even out of the press room. So the White House is preparing to take control of its briefing room seating chart, and I don't think the fake news is going to like this whatsoever. So this is the first time in history the White House will dictate where reporters sit in the James S. Brady press briefing room rather than the White House Correspondents Association. The fake news like CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, who have long been accustomed to a place on the front row, may find themselves several rows further back. And maybe they won't be there at all. This is going to be very, very interesting. And we're going to see the news completely change. Plus, the White House now has launched its revolutionary new media gateway called Podcast Row, embracing dozens of well-known political podcasters. So right now, we're going to see a lot of podcasters that will be interviewing politicians and many other people, and this is going to change everything. And people are going to start to get news that the fake news does not want to report. I mean, they're getting it now on X, on Rumble, and True Social, and many other platforms. But we're going to see things really, really change. And this is going to be very, very interesting. And now we might see why there are certain influencers that are being swatted. Because if they're creating a podcast row, and there's going to be podcasters, influencers in the White House briefing room, they want these people to be afraid, and they don't want these people to report on certain things or maybe even show up. And when you start to look at this, you can see there's a lot of individuals that have been swatted already. Joe Pags, Juanita Broderick, Owen Scheuer, Chase Geyser, Nick Sorter, Gunther Eagleman, Sean Farage, Cat Turd, Mike Engelman. We see Aaron Durham, Matt Van Swal, Walter Kurt, Larry Taunton, Dustin Grage, Beard Vet, Benny Johnson. All these individuals and others have been swatted. Why? Because I do believe they're trying to scare them. Because think about what's changing now in the White House. They want them to be afraid. They don't want them to show up. They don't want them to report on certain things. But in the end, this is all going to fail, just like everything else. Because do you really think these influencers, podcasters, do you think they're afraid of all this? No. We the people have been through it all. And at this point, I don't think any of us are afraid. I think we're all awake. I think we're thinking logically. And I think we are starting to understand how the deep state pushes their agenda, and we're starting to understand their playbooks. So all of this is not going to work whatsoever. Just like it hasn't worked with these individuals setting Teslas on fire or breaking the windows of the showrooms or bombing or trying to bomb the Tesla dealerships. None of this has worked. And what's very interesting is you can see the fake news. They're trying to play this off as, hey, by the way, there was just a fire in a Tesla showroom. Hey, by the way, cars just magically caught on fire. Look at the headline from Bloomberg. Police probe Tesla store fire in Rome that damaged 17 cars. Doge designer says, it's not a store fire. It's a terrorist attack. Elon responds and says, terrorism. And he's absolutely right. It is terrorism. And look what the deep state has done. They have taken people and they brainwashed them and they triggered them. And now citizens of this country, they're now stopping people and threatening them or keying their cars, breaking their windows, spray painting Nazi symbols on their cars. This is all terrorism. And just recently, there was a woman driving a Tesla in Arizona. An individual in a green Chevrolet decided to pull up in front of her and made sure she couldn't get out of that area because one side was the curb. The car was in front of her. She couldn't make a left to go around the car because she was blocked in. He got out of his car and started to punch the woman in the Tesla. Now, this is a 61-year-old woman, and he just decided to do this. Now, this individual was caught because you have to remember Teslas have cameras on them, and this person's going to be going to jail. And she's saying, this is not a political statement. This is nothing. I bought the car because I like the car. And this is disgusting and what's happening here in the United States. And the people of this country, they're seeing this. Can you imagine being attacked for a car that you are driving? I mean, really think about this for a second. Think about how crazy this is. And it is crazy because these people are crazy. The D's are crazy. Now, what's very interesting, let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. $10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Is that Doge, they are finding out quite a bit, and they're now exposing what the deep state has been doing with the Social Security numbers. Autism Capital put this out and said, Antonia Gracias talks about how the fraud in Social Security and voter fraud works. In 2021, 270,000 non-citizens got Social Security numbers. In 2024, 2.1 million non-citizens got Social Security numbers. We went in to find fraud and found this by accident. I'm an immigrant, by the way. This is non-political. There's a lot of people in government that took huge risks to get us this information and show us what's going on. These are very good people. I have been from D.C. to the Social Security offices to the border to track this down. Musk said, people think that Biden was asleep at the switch. They weren't asleep at the switch. It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States and disenfranchise the American people and making it a deep blue one-party state from which there would be no escape. Gracia said, human traffickers made 13 to 15 billion off of this. This is a human tragedy. We created a system that created an incentive for people to come here and get taken advantage of by these traffickers. Musk said, this is not made up by the right. This is absolutely true. The real reason for these attacks and the burning of the cars is that we're going to turn off the payments to illegals. I think this is the biggest voter fraud in the history of America by far. If the machine behind the Kamala puppet had won, they would have legalized all the illegals and there'd be no swing states. Kazen Asudu said, someone needs to go to jail for this. Elon said, yes, and they will. And this is just the beginning. So let's see. The money laundering went to bring in illegals. The money laundering was trying to change the entire voting scheme. And part of the money was going to this. Where was the other money going? Well, another part was kickbacks. And Elon Musk has announced he and Doge are investigating how members of Congress are getting obscenely wealthy on their government salaries. Heads are about to roll. How did they get $20 million if they're earning $200,000 a year? Nobody can explain that. We're going to try to figure it out and certainly stop it from happening, which means they're going to follow the money. And they're going to find out that this money has been laundered from USAID and many other programs through these pop-up NGOs, and it was brought back either to their foundations or their institutes or whatever they had set up, their corporations, their shell corporations, and we're going to see the money trail. And this is why the deep state is really panicking. You see, you have to start off in the beginning showing people that there's waste and fraud. Get people very angry, get people pissed off, and get people to ask a lot of questions. Okay, if there's waste and fraud, was this money really going to these programs or was it going someplace else? Now that we see that it goes to Social Security to help these illegals come in, to help with voting, people say, okay, that's where that money's going. Where's the other money going? Because there's a lot of money, trillions of dollars. And we're going to find out that all these different individuals in government who are multi-millionaires, we're going to find out that they've been stealing our money. So if you're stealing this money, you need to go to jail because you're not authorized to have this money. And of course, just like Biden, we've learned about the shell companies. Wait until you see what Elizabeth Warren has. Wait until you see what AOC has. Wait until you see what Maxine Waters has. Wait until you see what Hillary Clinton has, Obama. You name it, they're all involved. And the people are on board with all of this. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, do you agree or disagree with the statement? Everyone knows that getting rid of the deficit will require some tough decisions. And that includes cutting back on billions of dollars in programs that a lot of people care about. What should be easy is getting rid of the pointless waste and stupid spending that doesn't benefit anyone. Agree? Democrats 48%, Independents 68%, GOP 83%, all voters, 65%. So people are on board with this. What do you think is going to happen when people see who's been receiving this money? And I'm not saying it's only the D's. Oh, I'm sure a lot of the RINOs have been receiving this. So I think the people now, they're going to be looking at this, and we know the midterms are going to be coming up. How many people do you think are going to be primaried? And once the faucet is shut off, do you think any of these criminals, do you think they're going to run again? Because why would they run again if they're not making any money? That's why they're there. They're there to push a certain agenda, and they're there to make a lot of money. They love their lifestyle. Now, remember, above them is the unelected who controls them. This is their payment for doing what they want. This is their payment for pushing certain legislation. This is their payment for pushing the narrative of the system, of the deep state. So now this is going to be coming to an end, and you're going to see the attacks intensify right now. I mean, think about it. Out in Scotland, Trump's property was vandalized. They spray painted the whole thing in Scotland. And George put this out and said the group of thugs that vandalized Trump's property in Scotland, they have been caught. Justice is coming. Remember, this is not the Biden administration. There's a new sheriff in town. And now all the different states that are experiencing all this, there is going to be accountability. So these people that think they're just going to get away with it, no, you're going to jail. This time, it's very, very different. And you can see the deep state players, they're using the same playbook throughout Europe. Just like what they did here in the United States, where they tried to put Trump in jail, where they kept placing more and more indictments on him, where they were trying to get rid of him. Well, this is actually happening in other countries. And Wokeness put this out and said, this is why they just sentenced Le Pen to 4 years in prison, banning her from the 2027 election. Why? She was leading in the polls. Le Pen, 36%, 34 to 36%. Everyone else was 25% or below. Not even close, especially Macron. Isn't that interesting? And look, Macron went to visit Zelensky, and C3 put this out and said, one locked up his political opponent and one canceled his country's elections. Both are little dictators. And now people can see this. But it just didn't happen in Ukraine or France. Remember Romania? The opposition leader was banned. Brazil, the opposition leader, banned. And now they're going after Bolsonaro and they're going to arrest him. French opposition leader banned. Ukraine suspended all elections. Moldova bans opposition party. Germany tries to ban the AFD. America tried to ban Trump. All in the name of saving. Not democracy. Remember what democracy means. It's their system. All in the name of saving their criminal system that they set up. And this should tell you everything you need to know. The deputy prime minister of Italy says banning Le Pen from elections is a declaration of war from Brussels. Elon responds to all this and says, when the radical left can't win via democratic vote, they abuse the legal system to jail their opponents. This is their standard playbook throughout the world. And think about it. The people now are awake. The people in other countries are awake. The people are thinking logically. This is what the people are seeing right now. And the people right now, they realize that these individuals, they were never elected. They were installed. And now everything is about to change. And this is why the deep state players want war. Because this will cover up everything that they have done. And Germany right now, they're ready to bring back conscription because of Russia. So you could see they're moving forward with pushing war because France is on the ready. Germany is on the ready. UK is going to be on the ready because in their end goal is to push war to distract from everything that's been going on. And what's very interesting is that the New York Times, they published an explosive investigation article showing the U.S. military boots on the ground in Ukraine and CIA operation to target Russian Federation with drones and missiles. So now they're admitting that the CIA, the deep state is involved in this, and of course, this leads to America. They have always been involved with this, and it's not just Ukrainians. U.S. personnel, the deep state players, have been on the ground directing and actually firing the missiles, firing the drones. They've been behind all of this. But you have to remember something very important. The Conservative Treehouse put this out. For the CIA to be in Ukraine, there has to be authorization. So the CIA is operating in Ukraine. Joe Biden had to sign a presidential finding memo authorizing the CIA to conduct covert operation. So where is that memo? I do believe Trump and team need to produce this and show that Biden went far beyond just sending money to Ukraine. He actually signed the memo, or maybe it was the auto pen, and this allowed the CIA, authorized them, to actually to be in Ukraine and to fight against Russia, which means we're actually in a war with Russia right now. So the motive is clear for the New York Times to outline how the CIA is operating inside Ukraine to target the Russian Federation. The operatives who leaked to the New York Times want distance between Trump and Putin. This creates an opportunity for Trump to distance himself from the prior administration and withdraw all CIA operatives and admitted revealed U.S. military boots on the ground in Ukraine. Trump could use this revelation, now public and widespread, to reset the U.S.-Ukraine dynamic and withdraw all elements of prior Biden authorization from the conflict. Isn't that interesting? Plus, think about what we just talked about. Trump now has come out and said, and this is coming from Trump, Zelensky, by the way, I see he's trying to back out of the rare earth deal. And if he does, he's got some problems. He was never going to be a member of NATO. If he's looking to renegotiate the deal, he's got big problems. So Trump, he has the ability to expose all of this. And once he says, look what Biden did. He had the U.S. fighting Russia. We're actually in a war with Russia. I'm going to end this right now. And guess what? All the missiles and everything the CIA was actually firing at Russia, all of that comes to an end. Isn't that interesting? Let's see how that plays out. Now, the other thing that we could see is that Trump right now is hitting the Iran-backed Houthi terrorists. And now the Houthis, they can't fight back the way they did before. Remember, Trump redesignated them as a terrorist group. He's been bombarding them, and now they are very, very weak. He put this out on Truth. He said the following. The Iran-backed Houthi terrorists have been decimated by the relentless strikes over the past 2 weeks. Many of their fighters and leaders are no longer with us. We hit them every day and night, harder and harder. Their capabilities that threaten shipping in the region are rapidly being destroyed. Our attacks will continue until they are no longer a threat to freedom of navigation. The choice for the Houthis is clear. Stop shooting at U.S. ships, and we will stop shooting at you. Otherwise, we have only just begun, and the real pain is yet to come for both the Houthis and their sponsors in Iran. Now, keep that in the back of your mind, because I do believe Iran is next. And I do believe Trump, he sent us a message about that. But before we get to that, it looks like Pete Hegseth, who's the Secretary of Defense, has a message for all the military candidates and all the people in the military and the American people. He said, far too long, we have allowed standards to slip. We've had different standards for men, women serving in combat arms, MOSs, and jobs. That's not acceptable, and it changes right now. And this is the right track, because the enemy doesn't care if there's women fighting and you lowered the standards. They don't care about any of these things, because if you're lowering the standards for women, that means they won't be able to protect themselves in real battle. And only those individuals that can meet the standards are able to go out and fight or do their jobs. I think Infantry Dort pretty much says it all. Equal standards in combat are like forging swords in the same fire. If one blade's softer, to be fair, it snaps when it counts. The enemy doesn't care about equity. It tests your steel. Lower the bar, and you don't include you in danger. War doesn't grade on a curve. And he's absolutely right. And we could see that we need to raise our standards, and everyone has to meet these standards instead of lowering the standards so people can get in. It's absolutely ridiculous. But again, that's DEI for you. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that the head of vaccine safety decided to resign. His name is Peter Marks. And once he did that, all of a sudden, Moderna stock and many other pharmaceutical companies, all of a sudden, their stocks started to drop. Moderna, Novavax, BioNTech. Is it because their cover is no longer there? The person that protected everything that they've been doing is no longer going to be there, and now it's all going to be exposed? It's starting to seem that way. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. But the other thing that we could see is that Trump, he has told DC to clean up everything, and that entire street with Black Lives Matter, well, it is completely and utterly gone now. And now it no longer exists. And once again, you could see they're demolishing a lot of George Floyd statues and other paintings, because once again, this was all the deep state players and the people, they want this country back. And I think everything that we're seeing now in regards to the judicial judges, the Signal app, and everything else, I do believe all of this is being done right now to show the people who is responsible for actually leaking classified information. I'm not even going to say sensitive, classified information, because we have Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest leaking uranium information, leaking plans for the ships and the planes. And you could see that Hillary Clinton, she had an email server that foreign individuals, they were able to access this server and get whatever they wanted. And it was all classified information. C3 put this out and said, Secretary of Defense Hegseth is about to release the Benghazi documents. Never forget, this evil woman left them to die and they lied about it. Chris Stevens, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, Tyrone Woods. Prison is too good. And remember when they were talking to her about Benghazi and all and everything else, she says, who cares? What's the difference? That makes no difference. Well, there is a very big difference, because you were giving classified information to the enemy. You should be in prison. And I do believe Trump is bringing this all out once again, because you have to remember the deep state players, they project everything that they have done onto Trump. And he's going to show that it was all them from the very, very beginning. And I do believe he's going to be hitting the deep state players with a storm of all storms, everything at once. Of course, he has to build the narrative. He has to get the people used to certain terms and get people used to what's really going on. But I do believe once it hits, it's going to hit really hard. Just like it's hitting hard against Judge Boasberg, because people now are starting to realize he is part of the deep state. Most of these judges are part of the deep state. And they protect the deep state players. Liz Wheeler put this out and said, Judge Boasberg sentenced Ray Epps. Ray Epps, who was on tape telling people to go into the Capitol on January 6th. Ray Epps, who was on the FBI's most wanted list after January 6th, only to be mysteriously removed for no reason. We know the reason. Ray Epps, who wasn't arrested or charged or sentenced for years, while others who merely walked on Capitol grounds were raided, handcuffed, imprisoned, and branded as terrorists. Ray Epps, who, when he was finally charged, faced one measly charge of disorderly conduct and never faced a day in prison. Not one. He was given a quiet slap on the wrist and let go with a year probation. Plus, all the D's protected him. He didn't even get a scolding from the judge who let him go. That judge was Judge Boasberg. It's all making sense now. Isn't that interesting? And when you think of the Signal app scandal, just think of Catherine Mayer. Remember, she's the leftist NPR CEO, and she is the chair of the board of Signal. Actually, Trump retruthed this. And this should tell you everything you need to know. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they actually set the deep state up in all this, because their entire Signal gate, it has not worked. Trump's approval rating remains seemingly unaffected despite the borderline hysterical media coverage about this issue. Now you understand why Trump had to wake the American people up over the 4 years. He needed the people awake. This is why it was the Great Awakening. He needed people to think logically, because when the deep state players use this type of playbook, people can see through it and people no longer believe it. I mean, think about it. If this came out back in 2016, his approval rating would have dropped. Now that people are thinking logically, people see through this and they ask a lot of questions and they go to other places to find the news, people aren't buying it, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Pam Bondi has finally instructed the Justice Department to dismiss the lawsuit they filed against Georgia's 2021 election law, which Merrick Garland challenged, claiming it made it harder for black voters to vote. Every red state must pass laws banning machines and mail-in ballots and requiring stronger voter ID. Do it now before the midterms. And this is what everyone should be doing, because Elon is about to blow the D's out of the water because he's going to expose election fraud. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, Democrats did give millions of illegal Social Security numbers. They were registering to vote. Elon Musk has confirmation they did vote. Democrats qualified illegals for max Social Security benefits. They enrolled in Medicaid with their new Social Security numbers. Isn't that interesting? Then David Sachs says, it's not just the fact that 2.1 million Social Security numbers were issued to non-citizens in the year of 2024. It's the trend line. The number was doubling every year. Kerry Lake says, breaking. Elon Musk's team is handing over evidence to DHS for crimes connecting Social Security fraud to election fraud. This includes election fraud committed in Arizona and other states. Those who committed that fraud should be very nervous. And they should be. Because think about it. They overthrew the United States government. They rigged the Arizona and many, many other elections. Now, think about this. When this information comes out and we see how the rigging was done, because I do believe this is just the beginning. We already know about the mail-in ballots. We already know about the mules. We already know about the machines. Now it's being linked and hooked to illegals and Social Security numbers. Trump right now is building a case to show the American people that the system was rigged from the very, very beginning, and they used this rigged system to overthrow the United States government. Now you know why Trump has been talking about a third term. This is why he's not kidding about it. And this is why he's saying there's other avenues that he could take. So let's see how this plays out. But I do believe when this storm hits, it's going to be a doozy. But look what they're trying to do in Wisconsin. They're trying to steal the election there. Elon Musk put this out and said, you can make over 1,000 in one day just by getting out the vote in Wisconsin. Easiest money you ever made. You don't even need to be from Wisconsin. You just need to get people in the state to hold a picture of Tim Schimmel, can be on a phone, device, or paper, in one hand and go thumbs up with the other hand. Every time you do that, you get $20 and they get $20. The goal is to build awareness about the election tomorrow. So this offer applies today and tomorrow. And we need to get Brad Schimmel in because, again, Susan Crawford, she is backed by Soros and Reed and others. MAGA Voice put this out and said, here are the numbers so far for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Brad Schimmel is behind by 1.6%. So Susan Crawford has 50.8%, Brad Schimmel 49.2%. Time to get loud, MAGA. Trump, he put this out and said, Brad Schimmel's opponent, Susan Crawford, is a disaster. She is so far left that even her own party, the Radical Democrats, don't want anything to do with her. Wisconsin values are perfectly represented by Brad Schimmel. He is a conservative, strong, and above all, sane. His opponent is a liberal lunatic who will throw our country and the state of Wisconsin into total chaos. Vote for Brad Schimmel. Then Trump, he put this out about Wisconsin. There is a very important referendum, question one, on the April 1st ballot to amend the state constitution to require voter ID. This and other election integrity measures, including banning drop boxes and same-day voting and paper ballots, can only happen if you get out and vote. For state Supreme Court, make sure to vote for America First Patriots Brad Schimmel against Susan Crawford, a radical left liberal with a history of letting child molesters and rapists off easy. She will be one of the most liberal judges ever elected, which would be a disaster for Wisconsin and the United States of America. So important. Please get out and vote yes on question one and vote for Brad Schimmel to the Supreme Court tomorrow, April 1st. Make America great again. And this is exactly what needs to happen. Remember, this is not just about winning the presidency. It's about keeping the country. So if we're going to keep the country, we need to get all of these people out and we need to elect patriots. That's the whole point of all of this. Same thing with the midterms, same thing with everything else. So remember, yes, Trump won the presidency, but that if the deep state can still put their people into place, they still have power and their criminal syndicate can still operate. So we, the people, must do our job. We must override the rigging system. We must get out there and vote. Now, Trump, he put out on Truth that there were 107 executive orders signed in 67 days, more than any president in history. And what's very interesting is he put this out at 9:47. And this is March 15, 2018. It says Iran next. And you can see as of right now, Trump now is going after Iran. RT days after, RT Kenya, no coincidences track, important, Muslim Brotherhood, boom. I do believe that all of this, once Trump exposes Iran, exposes Muslim Brotherhood, this is all going to lead to Obama. I do believe all roads lead to Obama. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots right now, what they're doing is they're building up the narrative and people are going to see as more and more information comes out, they're going to see who's behind the Uranium One scandal, who's behind the assassination of Seth Rich, who's behind the email server and what they were selling, who's behind the Russia hoax, who's behind the Ukraine impeachment hoax, who's behind the indictments on Trump trying to put him into prison, who's behind the Signal app scandal, who's behind spying on Trump, who's behind overthrowing the United States government, who's behind being on the island of Epstein. All of this, I do believe, is going to be coming out all at once. And what Trump is doing right now, he is now bringing in each part of this and preparing and getting ready for all of this to be dumped at the same time. Just like when he first came into office, they moved very, very quickly. I do believe that we're going to see the exposure of the criminal syndicate. It's going to move at lightning speed. So this way, the deep state will not be able to handle this. They will not be able to spin this. And the people are going to see a lot of this information. And along the way, people, they're going to be getting information. They'll be able to digest it. So when all this is dropped, they'll go, now it makes sense. And that's what they're building up to. And we could see that this is going to be done. Remember, timing is everything. Optics are important. And I do believe the Patriots are in complete and utter control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust. and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest with MyDigitalMoney.com.